אנחנו קוראים בספר.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sfirot, volume 6, part 15, page 1803 in the Hebrew edition. There's no English translation. Item 200.
Yes, this part is very, very deep. It talks about the states of Purim. We know that those states signify the end of correction. And now we have a very strong opportunity to draw the reforming light from that high state. And we want to enter with Rav's guidance. So we will watch a clip that will prepare us internally, and immediately afterward we'll start with a reading.
They reveal to us the things that are necessary for us to advance. And the fact that he wrote six volumes in this, instead of in place of the Ari, who wrote it all in one volume in Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life, it's because his time is closer to correction, and he chose by himself to write his composition this way. We have to believe that what he did here, what he wrote here, is certainly for the sake of our advancement. And a person who discovers spirituality behind all these words, he reveals thousands of additional details and what can you do? It's like the difference between looking at a photograph and accordingly, you start to imagine to yourself the sea, the ocean, the beach, the ships and people and skies and fish in the water and people on the beach. And it's all from this tiny photograph that has almost nothing in it. That's how it's revealed. We are reading in the study of the Ten Sfirot, volume 6, part 15, page 1803 in the Hebrew edition, item 200, the words of Dari. It was clarified for us in the Drushe of Nukva of Zeranpin, and on the matter of the diminution of the moon, that in this entire time of the exile zone are standing back to back all of the weekdays, if not for the times of prayer and on the Shabbat and as such, as was explained there. And when we wish to return to be face to face, we need to precede it with the slumber of Zer Anpin. So the sewing off would take place and she can return to be with him face to face as mentioned in the Drushe of the New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Again, it was clarified in the Drushe Nukva of Zer Anpin and on the matter of the diminution of the moon, that during the time of the exile, Zon are standing back to back all of the weekdays, except for the times of prayer and Sabbath and so on, as was clarified there. And when we wish to return to be face-to-face, we need to precede it with the slumber of Zer Anpin. So the sewing off can take place, and she can return to be face-to-face with him, as mentioned in the Drushe Rosh Hashanah, the New Year. Item 201. And since the matter of Mordechai and Esther was at the end of the 70 years of the exile of Babylon, as known, therefore already in their time, they started the matter of the correction of Zon, in order to return face to face and to redeem Israel. And this beginning is the matter of the slumber that took place in their time. Again, 201. And since the matter of Mordechai and Esther was at the end of the 70 years of the exile of Babylon, Therefore, already in their time, they started the matter of the correction of Zon in order to return face to face and to redeem Israel. And this beginning is the matter of Dolmita, the slumber that took place back then in their time. Item 202. And this is the meaning of the great calamity that befell Israel, on which it was said, and there was terrifying darkness, great terrifying darkness, and so on and so forth. And our sages said, this darkness is the exile of Madai, since he darkened the eyes of Israel. And it means that back then, Zeranpin was in the state of slumber, and it was known that the wicked Haman was a great astrologist, as known, and he cast a lot, which he did from day to day, and especially, as it's written in the book of Zohar, that he and his 10 sons include all 10 outer shells. And he knew in his wisdom the matter of the diminution of his providence on Israel during those times, since it was a time of slumber. Therefore, he calculated, and it came in his heart that the time was ready to annihilate the enemies of Israel. Again, and this is the meaning of the great calamity that befell Israel, on which it was said, and here is a great terrifying darkness, and so on, so forth. And our sages said, this darkness is the exile of Madai, that darkened the eyes of Israel. And the matter is that back then, Zeranpin was under the state of slumber, and it was known that the wicked Haman was a great astrologist, as known, and he cast a lot from day to day, etc. And especially, as it's written in the book of Zohar, that he and his 10 sons include all 10 outer shells. And he knew in his wisdom the matter of the diminution of his providence over Israel in those days, since it was in the state of slumber. And therefore, he calculated, and it came in his heart that the time was ready to lose the enemies of Israel. And this is the meaning of the argument between Haman and Achashverosh. If they could fulfill this counsel. And Haman said, there is a small nation, etc. And our sages said, their God is asleep, and you should understand it. And since this slumber is for the good of Israel, in order for the nukva to be sawed off from the posterior, and they'll return to be in the state of face-to-face, and Israel will be redeemed, and the temple will be built. That's why they both consulted that in that time that their God is asleep, they can proceed it and destroy Israel.
In order to leave even a little that will be worthy of redemption, and the temple will not be built. And the counsel of Haman from Shimshi Safa, his son, and they wrote to Ahasuerus called Artaxerxes,
in the book of Ezra until they would cancel the building of the temple, since they saw it was time to be built, and it's enough to understand. Again, 203. This is the meaning of the argument between Haman and Ahasuerus, if they will be able to fulfill this counsel,
or
whether they will be able to fulfill it. And Haman said to him, there is one nation, etc. And our sages explained, his God is asleep, and he should understand it. And since this sleep, this slumber, is for the good of Israel, in order to saw off the nukva from its posterior, and they'll return to be face to face, and Israel will be redeemed, and the temple will be built. Therefore, they consulted, since at that time that their God is asleep, they can precede him and destroy the enemies of Israel, meaning Israel, so that very even a few of them will not be left to be worthy of redemption, and consequently the temple will not be built. And we know the counsel of Haman from Shimshai Safra, his son, and his writings to Ahasuerus, called Artachshashta in the book of Ezra, until they would cancel the temple, seeing that it was time to be built, and it was enough to understand it.
Ot Reshdalet.
Item 204.
אף בזמן הדורמיתא,
and even in the time of the slumber, the nekeva, the female, is not asleep, because then the mochin depart from Zer Anpin and enter into the nukva in order to be built and to correct its patsuf, so she could return to be face to face, as we know from the matter of the drush, the explanation of the shofar or Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Necessarily, there is an illumination and this providence about Israel from her, and she was interested. Sorry, in the matter of that illumination was the matter of Holy Mordechai, as we will explain, with the help of the Creator. Again, 204. And even during the time of the slumber, the female is not asleep, because then the mochin depart from Zer Anpin and enter into the female in order to be built and to correct its partsuf, so that she can return to be face to face, as we know from the explanation of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Necessarily, there is an illumination and this providence over Israel from her, and the matter of that illumination was the matter of Holy Mordechai, as we will explain with the help of the Creator. Item 205. And when Haman saw Mordechai, through whom there was an illumination and providence over Israel at that time, he consulted Zeresh, his wife, and his 365 counselors. And our sages said that Zeresh, his wife, was a great witch, and her advice was equal to all of his 365 counselors. And their counsel was to kill Mordechai and hang him on that tree, which was the tail of the snake, the extension of the monkey's leg, as explained and as mentioned in the book of Zohar, the Song of Songs.
Shuv Otreshei.
And And as Haman saw Mordechai, through whom there was an illumination and providence over Israel, at that time, he consulted with Zeresh, his wife, and his 365 counselors. And our sages said that Zeresh, his wife, was a great witch, and her advice was equal to all his 365 counselors. And their advice was to kill Mordechai and hang him on the tree, which is the tail of the snake, the extension of the monkey's leg, as explained and as mentioned in the Book of Zohar, the Song of Songs.
We now want to renew the reason why we study with the help of Rav's words, so please, a clip.
It's talking about the connection between us and how all the modes of our connection are clarified through the restriction, the screen, reflected light, the four phases, degrees, worlds, partsufim, records, everything we are learning about our mode of connection in our center point that we wish to build as one man and one heart in mutual guarantee. And in that point, when we connect, we come to a state where through it we can reveal the upper system. Therefore, everything we're talking about, it's talking about the connection between us. Therefore, before every study, every time we study, we have to yearn to reveal or at least to aim ourselves toward that point of connection. We continue item 206. And if, God forbid, her strength will increase, her power will increase, he'll be able to destroy Israel, the haters of Israel. And then the Creator, with his mercy, shone a light on the upper Nukva, and that is the greatness of Mordechai and Esther. And through them, Israel was saved from that great trouble, as explained, as we will explain. And this is the matter of Mordechai and his illumination. Again, 206. And if, God forbid, they will succeed, he will be able to then destroy Israel. And then the Creator, with his mercy, shone a light on the upper Nukva, which is the greatness of Mordechai and Esther, by whom Israel were saved from this great trouble, as we will explain. And this is the matter of Mordechai and his illumination. Item 207. Know that during the time of the slumber of Zeranpin, not only did the Mochin of Zeranpin enter from the side of Nehi of Ima, and they enter in the Nukva Rachel, as she is back to back, but also the Mochin of within the Nehi of Abba, meaning as the Lord created, God created the that side, the rib, the side of Abba and Ima. Again, 207. Know that during the time of the slumber of Zeranpin, not only did the Mochin of Zeranpin enter from the side of Nehi of Ima and enter the Nukva, which is Rachel, as she is back to back, but also the Mochin of Nehi of Abba. This is the meaning of, and the Lord God built the rib, the side of Abba Ve'ima. Item 208. And you find that just as those mochin were inside Zeranpin, two illuminations came out from them. And from the side of the illumination of Mochin of Abba, Yaakov is elicited from the Panim of Zeranpin, and from the side of the illumination of Mochin of Ima, Rachel is elicited from his Achorayim, from his backside. Even now, Nukva of Zeranpin, Rachel, elicits two illuminations without a doubt. Again, to await, and you find that just as these Mochin were inside of Zeranpin, two illuminations were elicited.
And
from the side of the illumination of Mochin of Abba, Yaakov is elicited from the Panim of Zeranpin, and from the side of the illumination of Mochin of Ima, Rachel is elicited from his backside. Also now, these two illuminations come out of from the Rachel, Nukva of Zeranpin, without a doubt. Item 209. Moreover, and when the Mochin that is mentioned inside the female, a third illumination was added, unlike when they were inside Zeranpin. And that is, since when they were in Zeranpin, the Yesod of Ima was completed in Chazeh of Zeranpin. And the Yesod of Abba, which is longer, as known, was completed in the Siyum, the ending of the Yesod of Zeranpin, exactly, and did not come out from Yesod at all. Again, moreover, when the Mochin that is mentioned inside the female, a third illumination was added in addition to when they were in Zeranpin. And that is that when they are in Zeranpin, the Yesod of Ima was completed in Chazer of Zeranpin, and Yesod of Abba, which is longer as known, was completed in the end point of the Yesod of Zeranpin exactly, and it did not come out outside of Yesod at all. Item 210. But now, when the Mochin were inside the female, whose Yesod, a short Nukve, he must have the Yesod of Abba to expand and come out outside of the Yesod of Nukva, and his illumination will be revealed in complete revelation. And it is known that as she clothes in the Yesod of Zeranpin is the crown of the Yesod of Abba, which is the Malchut of Abba. There's no doubt that this illumination that is revealed from Malchut of Abba is a very big illumination.
Shuv Ot Reshud.
Again, 2:10. But now, when the Mochin were inside the female, whose Yesod is short Nukve, he must have the Yesod of Abba expand and come out from outside of the Yesod of Nukva, and his illumination will be revealed in complete revelation. And it is known that as she clothes in the Yesod of Zeranpin, it is the crown of the Yesod of Abba, which is the matter of the Malchut of Abba. And there's no doubt that this illumination revealed from Malchut of Abba is a very big illumination.
Ot Reshud Aleph.
2:11. And the root of the soul of Mordechai was from that illumination. And that is why through him was the salvation of Israel at that time. And this is hinted in the name Mordechai. As our sages said, it's from the words Mira Dachia, Mordechi. And it's translated as Mor Dror. And it's also called passing Mor. Again, 2:11. And the root of the soul of Mordechai was from that illumination. And therefore, through him, there was the salvation of Israel at that time. It is hinted in the name Mordechai precisely. As our sages said, it comes from the words Mira Dachia, Mor Dechi. And it is a translation, it is translated as Mor Dror, also called Mor Over, passing Mor.
Ot Resh Yud Bet.
Biden 2:12. And the thing is that this great illumination is Mor Dror. It's pure and clean in its essence, and it passes from the mouth of Yesod of Nukva to the outside. And this is the meaning of the verse, and my hands were dripping Mor Over, passing Mor. And by that you shall understand the quality of Mordechai, the virtue of Mordechai that went up to Malchut and to the viceroy, to the king. And that's the meaning of the verse, and Mordechai came out from before the king wearing dresses of kingship and tchelet and chul and a great golden crown. 2:12. And the matter is that the thing is that this illumination, this great illumination, is Mor Dror, pure and clean in essence, and it passes from the mouth of Yesod of Nukva to the outside. This is the meaning of the verse, and my hands were dripping Mor Over, passing Mor. By that you shall understand the virtue of Mordechai, who went up to Malchut and the viceroy to the king. And that's the meaning of the verse, and Mordechai came out from before the king, wearing royal clothes, and tchelet, chur, and a golden crown. A great golden crown. 2:13. And the wise shall understand all the details of this verse. The matter of this exit from before the king is Rachel. And the golden crown, the great golden crown, is from the side of the crown of Yesod of Abba. Therefore, it's called great, because Chesed and Chochmah are called great, as in the great, the heroic, the terrible. And the wise student will understand that they come from the tribe of Binyamin. Again, 2:13. And the wise will understand the details of this verse. The matter of the exit from before the king is Rachel. And a great golden crown from the side of the crown of Yesod of Abba. Therefore, it's called great, because Chesed and Chochmah are called great.
Yesod HaGadol,
as in the great, the heroic, and the terrible. And the wise learner will understand that they come from the tribe of Binyamin. Item 2:14. And this is the meaning of reading of the scroll, Megillah, and also how it unfolds when you read it, in order to disclose the miracle. And that is the matter of the illumination of the crown of Malchut of Abba that is revealed and comes outside. And that's why it's called Megillah, scroll, from the word Gilui, revelation. And it needs to be revealed and published. Also, Megillah without Yud is in Gematria 78. which is the count of three Havayot, Kafvav, 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 26, 26, 26, which are the matter of the three Mochin of Chabad, of Nehi, of Abba, that are revealed there in that Malchut. Again, 1, 2, 14. This is the meaning of reading of the Megillah, the scroll, and also the way it unfolds during its reading. For the sake of publicizing the miracle, disclosing the miracle. And this is the matter of the illumination of the crown of Malchut of Abba that is revealed to the outside. And that's why it's called Megillah, scroll, from the word Gilui, revelation. And you need to reveal it and publish it. Also, Megillah without Yud is in Gematria 78. As the count of three Havayot, 26, 26, 26, which are the matter of the three Mochin of Chabad, of Nehi, of Abba, that are revealed there in that Malchut.
Ot Resh Tetvav. Bezeu Inyan.
2:15. And this is why the scroll is called Igeret, a letter, and also Sefer, a book. And she has judgments as the written Torah, because the book of Torah is the Yesod of Abba, called written Torah, in the form of a book, like a long Vav. And the scroll is the illumination that comes out of the Yesod, as mentioned above. And that too is long in the form of Vav and in the form of a long scroll. And these comments are enough for the wise students. Again, 2:15. This is the matter of the scroll being called Igeret, a letter. And it's also called Sefer, book. And she has judgments like the written Torah, because the book of Torah is the Yesod of Abba, called written Torah, in the form of a book, which is a long Vav, and the scroll is the illumination that comes outside of the Yesod, as mentioned above, and it too is long in the form of Vav, and in the form of a long scroll. And these comments are enough for the wise students.
2:16.
Indeed, these days of Purim take place each and every year, and he did not have time to do it at that time alone, because the meaning is that the Creator, in His mercy, wanted for that illumination that is renewed when the Mochin are in the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima are inside the female during the slumber of Saranpin, that it will not be revoked any year, each and every year in those days. Again, 2:16. Indeed, the days of Purim take place each and every year. And he did not have the time to do everything at that time alone. The reason being that the Creator, in His mercy, wanted for that illumination that is renewed when the Mochin are in Abba Ve'ima, the Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, when they are inside the female during the slumber of Zeranpin, will never be revoked each and every year in those days.
Friends, we want out of this readiness we're in to continue our inner effort and to build a common prayer in the tents toward this special event we're having tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shabbat, a mini end of correction. Both Purim and Shabbat, a special convention. Everyone is very excited about this thing, so let us do this, and out of our inner readiness and from the Talmud HaSefirot in the tents, let's build a common prayer.
Dear Creator, PT9 is turning to you, thanking you for giving us this opportunity to scrutinize our work. And we ask you to give us the strength to ask from you in these days the necessary correction in order to come closer to you.
The most important thing is that we remember that only through prayer do we attain everything. So we need to make a common prayer, and we ask of you now, Creator, to give us the force to request from you together.
As
we learned from the first article, that during Purim we become partners with the Creator, so we ask to be your partners, your servants during this, for this work of correction, and pass your light to the world.
Yes, as the friends said, now during the time of Purim, we ask the Creator to correct our vessels so that we can say gratitude to the Creator in corrected vessels, and accordingly, what we attained, we can pass it on. That is the purpose of creation. That is what the Creator wants. That is our goal.
How much greatness, dear Creator, you have for giving all the qualities that need to be together for this action to bring you contentment. Give us the power to think about our friends so they will come to a great attainment in order to bring your light to the whole world, so your creation will
We'll sing with your greatness.
We'll sing with your greatness.
That he will open our hearts and let us feel truly qualities of yours through the friends to incorporate with them and the whole world, and that your force will be like a string that ties everyone together.
We offer a blessing for the common reading, common scrutiny, and this new need is opened up for us, and this necessity we feel that we need to come closer to the friends to cleanse ourselves of the desires that are not aimed toward the goal, that He will make of us a vessel that can receive the abundance He wants to give us. Gavriel is writing, we ask the Creator to open our hearts and let us feel how much the friends are connected. I will add that we are grateful for the conditions you gave us and for bringing us to this point, to this moment, and we ask for the power to help one another, to make the correct efforts, so that you'll feel the correct deficiency from us. You can feel it.
Nif.
We wish to open up our prayer
to a
place of inspiration, excitement, importance ahead of the big Congress tomorrow. We want every 10 now to share. So please put up your question marks. Raise your hands here in the study hall, just like this great, beautiful example Rav gave, that there's a tiny picture, but it opens the door to millions of other details, emotional, tangible details. So we want to share our prayer. It doesn't matter if it was short or long, and just open it up, open that into the common feeling and share it. Share this feeling with which we will all be incorporated and build one desire until we can't distinguish between a individual ten and a general ten and the entire soul. So please, friends, let's get excited, raise the importance ahead of this holy connection now and tomorrow in the Congress. Please raise your hands. Importance and inspiration ahead of our events tomorrow, Holland.
Oh, dear Creator, thank you so much for the joy you're giving us, and that we can return to everybody during the Purim when we work together, and that we can all pray for each other to receive the vessel of bestowal and joy during this request.
Thank you, Latin. Let's have a bit of alegria.
Gracias al Creador por traernos a este momento. Te damos darnos la oportunidad de estar juntos.
Thanks, Creator, for giving us this opportunity to be together during Purim.
Que podamos ir por
so that we can all be together around your surrounding light, and that we can always go on the path of Mordechai to annul ourselves toward your desire and to seek to bring you contentment. Strengthen our connection each day until we will reach one love.
French one.
Cher Créateur, fais-nous goûter
Creator,
la lumière de la fin de la correction
let us taste the light of the end of correction
pour faire ainsi croître
so
notre
we'll be
joie.
Able to approach the end of correction and grow our joy.
Latin 2.
El Creador nos dé la plegaria correcta con la intención correcta y que todas las
the Creator will give us the ability to raise a correct prayer with the correct intention.
Toda Haifa. Haifa 1.
Bore olam, tatov umitiv.
Creator, the good who does good, help us. Help us that Mordechai will win inside of us. Give him the power to overcome the force of Haman. Connect us as one man in one heart in the Congress. Let us feel one another and be awakened to your work. Help us add sensitivity and patience to the friends. Reward us with mutual bestowal in order to give you contentment.
Благодарим тебя, Творец, за то, что завтра ты уготовил для нас великое объединение. Просим тебя помочь каждому товарищу освободиться от надуманных дел, чтобы все мы смогли беспрепятственно принять в нем участие. Соедини товарищей в братской любви и просим помочь товарищам прийти к такому состоянию, чтобы уже нет.
We asked friends to come to the state of connection between us and so that we won't be able to discern between Haman and Mordechai.
Dear Creator, beloved Creator, you who is good, does good, listen to our prayer. Give us the power to connect our hearts with the right intention. We want you to give us the connection in the ten. And to each and all the friends that aim themselves at you and those who left, they will come back to you. Amen.
We pray that the Creator give us a on fire desire within our hearts for this great day coming up, this day of Purim and this unity day that we're celebrating. Creator, give us a desire that want to be there, want to be excited for the friends, want to connect with the friends. And it's something you provided for us as a sign of the end of correction, and we want to be there in full force. We ask the Creator for all of it. L'chaim.
L'chaim, toda. New York. New York.
Дорогой Творец, мы благодарим Тебя за то, что Ты собрал нас вместе на этом уроке.
Dear Creator, we thank You for gathering us together in this lesson.
Тебя дать нам силы оставаться в этом единстве, в радости.
In the opening of this Unity Day, we want You to let us be in joy and happiness together in the connection between us. Thank You.
Dear Creator, great gratitude for all the heaviness and the burdening and the preparations You gave us. Give us the power to rise another degree and serve the world clearly in this Congress and give plenty of joy, connection and gratitude out of the love that will be revealed between us. Help us give You contentment and give the friends contentment. Help us attain adhesion to You through our actions and our thoughts. Help us draw the reforming light to correct us and fill the world clear with Your grace, with Your chasadim. Help us correct our stony heart.
Amen. Woman Latin.
Creador del universo, que el regocijo y el acontecimiento de la fiesta de Purim nos permita tener el mérito de festejar.
Give us the awareness.
En alegría, muy pronto y en nuestro
that the holiday of Purim will let us reach joy and complementarity in Your light.
Творец, дай нам возможность воспользоваться помощью.
Creator, please help us, give us the possibility of using Mordechai and Esther to help the entire world clean.
Благодарим за работу. Дай силы радовать товарищей.
We thank You for the work. Give us the forces to make the friends happy. Build the connection between us and make the connection between us in the ten whole.
Ken Bore, אנחנו מודים. Creator, we are grateful to be a part of the great Kli of Nebaruch. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, friend.
Toda. Woman Heb One. לא שומעים?
We pray so that we'll be worthy, we and all the Kli, that we'll be worthy to receive Your light and that we will turn into being His name and His name is one, and that we'll be able to have this miracle that brings heaven and earth together. It's the month of miracles, and we very much ask for that.
Toda. Woman Beersheva.
Prayer from all the women tents in Beersheva. Save us from the klipa of Haman and Amalek and sanctify us with the holiness of Mordechai and Esther. Grateful for this opportunity and this time on Shabbat and Purim, the ability to be in prayer and gratitude, and for the Creator to help us keep it, like in those days, also today. Help us bring order to this world. Amen.
Africa.
Dear Creator, we thank you for giving us this awakening so that we can come to aim our work for your sake. We ask that you will illuminate our hearts and soul and give us the force of bestowal that we can participate in your great work and help bring all the world to a place of correction. L'chaim.
תודה רבה כל החברים והחברות. אנחנו רוצים עכשיו לרכז את כל המאמץ שלנו.
Thank you, all the friends. We want to focus all of our effort now that we built through the lesson, all of the prayers that we created in the tens and in the world kli. We now want to enter into a few moments of silence to let our hearts continue the prayer. To connect, we will read, since we're already with the Tas, the last item that we read in Talmud Esa Sfirot, and immediately afterward, we will enter into this active silence where we will continue the prayer within.
Item 216. Indeed, these days of Purim take place each and every year. And he did not have the time to complete everything at that time alone. The reason is that the Creator, with His great mercy, wanted that illumination that is renewed when the mochin of Abba ve'Ima are inside of the female during the slumber of Zahantin, will never be revoked each and every year. In those days.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
Okay, friends, continuing the lesson we had today. So first, thanks to Amit and Niv on this very special lesson. And what awaits us tomorrow? First of all, tomorrow is our Unity Day. Increasing joy, March 23, 12 hours of connection between us. We are going to touch Gemar Tikkun, as we heard from Rav and the Purim sources for the last few days. So, to update, more than 1,600 people have registered from around Israel. If you haven't registered, so register. It's a shame to miss out on such an excellent opportunity we have this Purim. In addition to the participation here in Petah Tikva, also thousands of friends are going to be gathering all around the world in dozens of physical gatherings among them, as well as the virtual gathering that there will be on the Arvut system, so please organize yourselves, and it's worthwhile to use this opportunity for unity that we have before us. So let us go through the schedule of tomorrow. We're going to start our day at 7 a.m. Israel time until 8 a.m. Israel time. We're going to have a gathering there and a light buffet. Everyone who's coming in Petah Tikva, there'll be a light buffet on the roof, so you can go up to the fourth level there and incorporate and mingle there. And we'll also have the broadcast open from the open studio, and that'll also be playing on the Arvut system. 8 a.m. Israel time, we're going to start the social time. It'll be run by the Haifa group. And then from 8:30 till 10:30 a.m. Israel time, first lesson with Rav, The Joy of Unity. Afterward, we are entering into a recess period from 11:30 till 11:30. All of our recesses, we're going to connect and go to the roof. So let's make a habit of that. Whenever we go into some recess, so we rise to connection on the roof. Then we come back at 11:30 a.m. until 12:30 Israel time. The first festive meal run by Israeli groups. In continuation of what we went through in the first lesson, and then afterwards there'll be another break for another hour. Then the second social time will happen at 1:30 p.m. Israel time by Beersheva group. Then from 2 till 4 p.m. Israel time, Lesson number two, touching the end of correction. Then we will have another break for another hour, and then a festive meal from 5 to 6 p.m. by Zichron Yaakov Group. We're going to be sitting in our fixed tens during the Unity Day, and another emphasis is that everyone is welcome to dress up in costumes. Of course, keep it respectable and according to our spirit. We can put the slide down. All of the convention, as I said, is in fixed tens during the social times and the lessons. During the meals, you're welcome to incorporate. Whoever wants to sit together in tens, it's also fine. And in the second meal, that's going to be in fixed tens. So the first meal is everyone incorporating. The second meal is fixed tens. So, of course, tomorrow, since we have the convention, we don't have a morning lesson tomorrow. Also, we have a clip that the friends have prepared for us, so let us watch it.
Down here, I want on the ground floor, I want lessons and meals. I want to see everyone. Just a second, I want to see everyone. Oh yeah, I need to do a clip with you. So okay, so why don't you say anything? Let's do a clip. Hello everyone, our Unity Day, our great Unity Day is coming up. This hall is going to be filled with group friends from the groups of Israel, only with one goal, to connect. We're going to come out of the lessons from here. You know the lessons? Oh, look at that, so beautiful. They painted and also take a shower if you want. It's a bit of a little, it's a little trip. We have a river. Here, everything will be chemical bathrooms. Oh, it's long. We're here. We made it. You can't, you don't believe it. Well, we're going to have a coffee corner, cookies, books, t-shirts. Here, we're going to have an amazing selfie wall. Let's do a selfie. Eventually, the most important thing is that we come here with the right intention and to want to connect and to want to open the hearts and be together and to succeed, to be in bringing more light to the world. Happy Unity Day.
So we're continuing. And if we can show the next slide. Nice. So as we see here on the screen, the conduct of our convention will be this way. On the ground floor, we're going to have the event hall where during the social time, lessons and meals, we're going to be there. Second level is for toilets, and the roof is for the time for breaks where we're going to connect, mingle. We're going to have festive breaks with many things happening there. Next slide. Nice. So all the details of the convention, the study materials, the schedule, it's all on the website, convention.kli.one. Whoever has not registered yet, then please go to that website and register. Yala, let's connect.
לוח שידורים להיום יום שישי עכשיו
schedule for today Friday we're going to go down to the Hummus meal at 11:10 news program with Dr. Lightman recorded 12 afternoon lesson and at 2:30 the meal and the song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניע אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. אפתח כחודו של מחט, אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה בא יונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרכת שלום. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה.